Let's pause for a moment. I want you to consider, when defining your employee network brand, what is most important to you? I've given 5 options for you to think about, or you can create your own if you like. Pause now to reflect, then I'll talk through those options. So when we ask employee networks this question, the top answer is usually making the right impact. Admittedly, this comes right after the module on measuring impact, and if we can't measure our own bias, who are we? But I do agree that making actual change is more important than the impression that you've done it. These two are not mutually exclusive. The ethical work of brand is to give the accurate impression that we have made an impact as a network. Likewise, being seen as an influencer is about showing the credibility of what you do, and that's only achieved by making impact too. Don't be distracted by the term being co-opted by YouTubers and shoddy TED Talks. Skills of influence are important in leading change and avoiding conflict. Luckily, we'll explore that in a future module. Being different from other networks usually gets nothing in our live vote, because why would that be important? Hopefully you have aligned strategies with your fellow networks. Well, yes, but we also put it there because we're talking about branding, and in the marketing world, you want to communicate your USP so people choose you. You may think that potential members have no other option. There aren't 2 competing mental health networks in your organisation. But you are competing for the time and attention of potential members who can just as well disengage completely if they don't see the point in their involvement. And that's before we even consider the intersectional pull of people with multiple protected characteristics. Feeling proud. This usually comes in second place in our vote, and I think it's an important part of an employee network's brand to show that they are proud of what they do, so that members feel inspired and confident to join in with your activities. Although you want to solve challenges and be strategic, the seriousness and effort involved with running a network can be off-putting to people who are less at ease with having a voice in the workplace and making decisions that they will be accountable for.